Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday, November 8th, 2019, and you're tuned in to another edition of The Missy Show, where your premier source for fun and informative pet topics. I'm your host, Jay. First off, thanks for joining me for a special Friday night edition of the show. I know you guys are used to me doing shows on Saturday evenings, but this month I'm going to be trying to do some different show times, as I think I told you all in one of my blog posts. Although we are still going to have at least one Saturday show, and I will be giving you guys the dates for those other shows probably at the end of this one. But yeah, we'll have one Saturday show, but for the rest of them, we're going to be doing some different show days of the week. For those of you who don't know, November has some very important month-long pet and animal holidays, and tonight's topic is one of them. Tonight's episode is entitled, Older Pets Need Love Too, The Importance of Adopting a Senior Pet. But before I get started, let me go ahead and give out the call-in number to anyone who may want to share their own senior pet adoption story. Our call-in number is 516-595-8058. That's 516-595-8058. For those of you unable to listen live, you can always listen after the show in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/she's a tortie, and that's SHESATORTIE. Or you can listen from one of the links on our Facebook page at facebook.com/missy.show44 or on our Twitter page at twitter.com/missyshow. You can also keep up with any of our blog posts on my blogger page at she'sautority.blogspot.com. Okay, now on to tonight's episode, Older Pets Need Love Too. Some of tonight's information is going to be coming courtesy of petful.com, and the article on that site will be Adopting an Older Pet, an Expert Guide to Senior Pet Adoption. Personally, I have never adopted an older pet, but I know what it's like to have an older pet. My mom's tabby cat, Bobby, we also called her Bopper. She lives to be 20 years old, and I just remember how energetic and everything she was when she was a kitten, and she was always getting into something, and as a younger cat, she was jumping on this and jumping on that, and I just remember in her final years, she was just so calm and docile, and she was just a much different cat, and not to say that we didn't love her and enjoy her, you know, in her youthful years of all the energy and stuff, but there's just something, a calmness about an older pet that can appeal to certain people, just depending on what you're looking for in a pet. And if you're somebody who, say, you're older yourself and you can't really keep up with all the energy of a brand new puppy or a kitten, or, you know, just for whatever reason, you just want a calmer, you know, more serene, even-tempered animal, you might want to go for a senior pet. But we're going to go into some other reasons, you know, why you might want to adopt a senior pet. But I just remember that with Bobby, you know, she was just, she was different in her older age, and it was just, she was calmer, and you could actually just sort of, you know, just sit around with her and pet her, and it was just a whole different experience. And keep in mind, this show is not about, you know, deterring anyone from adopting kittens and puppies or younger animals, but this is about some of the attractive things about adopting an older pet, because many times those animals end up getting euthanized because not as many people want to take a chance with an older pet. But we're going to go over all of this. Let's see. And I'm going to start off with the article. It starts here and it says, for an older dog or cat, the cruelest fate is dying in an animal shelter without love, comfort, or warmth. For years, they gave their human love and devotion, only to be left in a cold, noisy place. Perhaps their human died, or maybe just couldn't pay the vet bills anymore. Whatever happened, the pet is confused and often depressed. A lot of people think that if they drop their older dog off at the shelter, it'll get adopted and have a great life with someone else, explains Vicky Kleinbell, writing on Dog Time. This just isn't so. Many of these animals become depressed and are overlooked for younger, cuter dogs. The pet's age isn't the pet's problem so much as a problem in the minds of prospective adopters, conditioned to think that because kittens and puppies are cuter, they might make better pets or create stronger bonds. Neither is necessarily true, and for senior pets in shelters, this prejudice can be deadly. Older animals with longer stays are often the least likely to be adopted and the most likely to be euthanized. This is why coming to a shelter with an open mind is so crucial. So, going to go down a bit. That's really sad to think about, that a lot of the older animals, you know, they're kind of, it can seem like they're on death row because so many people, like they were saying, they want the puppies and the kittens and they look more attractive. They're cuter. They're this, they're that, even though that's a matter of opinion. But, you know, a lot of times people also want a lifetime with an animal. They want an animal that they can adopt and they feel like, oh, we're going to have 10 years together or we're going to have 15 years. And they feel like if they adopt an older dog that they won't have as much time. So we're going to go over some reasons why you should give an older dog a chance. One of the things they say older pets love more deeply. Tamar Love Grand, former associate editor of Petful, has specialized in senior shelter dogs for several years now, pulling these older pets from the shelters, getting the medical attention they need, and finding them homes. And she says all pets love unconditionally, but older ones love more deeply. They've been around the block a few times, and they've seen the best and worst of humanity. They know when they found a good thing, and they'll spend their remaining years thanking you. Now, first off, here are some of the reasons why elderly animals end up in shelters to begin with. These are some of the reasons they get surrendered. One could be relocation or death. It can just be that the human may be moving to a senior living facility or has died. So in many cases, it's just that the owner of the pet, they got older themselves, and either they've passed away or they're just now moving to a place where they can't take the pet with them. Another reason can be financial difficulties. Drastic increases in pets' medical costs because of age-related health problems may produce bills that are impossible to pay. And I could see where that would be an issue too, especially if you are dealing with an older person and maybe they're on a fixed income, so they might not be able to afford those vet bills that they once could afford because now their pet is also maybe having certain health problems, and that also doesn't help. Another reason could be lifestyle changes. Sudden disruptions such as divorce or job loss can lead many to give up their senior pets. And then the last reason that's listed here is too much trouble. Sadly, some elderly animals are given up because they're an inconvenience in their old age. The cat who came into the house as a calendar cute kitten is now up in the double digits. The kids who clamored for a kitten for Christmas are older and don't have the time for her any longer. So, yeah, you have a lot of that, too, where at the time maybe they were adopted when they were a puppy or a kitten, and the kids were all into them and everything. And then as the kids get older and the pets getting older, it's like now it's kind of left on the parents. You know, as the pet has gotten older, the kids don't show as much interest, and sometimes they can end up giving the animal up because of those reasons, which is very unfortunate. But now, and of course, I guess we can't talk about that stuff without also talking about the fate of senior pets. It says senior dogs, especially those with medical problems or disabilities, face a much greater chance of euthanasia at shelters than younger dogs because it's difficult to find adopters for them due to their shorter additional life expectancy and unknown veterinary costs. Open access shelters are responsible for accepting all pets, friendly, aggressive, healthy, sick, young, and old, But faced with limited space and a finite number of adopters, shelters have to decide to humanely euthanize some of their pets. Senior dogs and cats face a higher chance of being euthanized than their healthy young counterparts. So keep that in mind. So even if it is a no-kill shelter, sometimes there's, you know, it's just that pressure that there's only, you know, well, at a no-kill, they're not going to kill them either way. But at the regular shelters, it could just be the issue that there's just simply not enough room. Now, here they are talking about no-kill shelters. It says no-kill shelters and rescues might seem like a solution to the homeless senior pet, but most of these organizations have strict regulations for admitting animals and may not accept pets over a certain age. So sometimes a no-kill shelter isn't an option because, you know, they, I guess due to limited room and space, they won't even accept animals over a certain age because they already know that it's going to be probably hard for them to get adopted. And so here we get to the meat of it, which is, why should you consider opening your home to a senior pet? And I like these. Now, these are six reasons to adopt an older pet, and they're spoken from the perspective of the pet. So I'm going to be speaking in first person. This is the senior pet giving you reasons why you should adopt it. So number one, I'm easy to take care of. Three short walks a day is a perfect day. I can still run a bit, but don't need to show off like my nutty younger friend. If we go around the block or I stay out in the yard for an hour, I'm a happy camper. Now, I know for me, that would also be a plus, especially if I was going to adopt a dog. I don't know if I would just want to have that really energetic dog that's going to want me to go out in the backyard and run around all day and go to the park and all that stuff. You know, I think I would like the energy, just that calmer energy of an older dog where I can just take them for a brisk walk and, you know, just take them out maybe one or two times a day or whatnot, not counting for them to do their business, but just take them for a walk and it just doesn't have to be so frantic where they're just jumping around and running and jumping up on people and all that stuff like you have with the puppies and the younger dogs. Okay, number two, I'm gentle and you can tell what kind of personality I have. Think about it. If you adopt a puppy, you don't know what you're going to get. And you have to do all the training. This, me and Dee have already talked about on other shows. Dee often talks about how Boomer nearly drove her bonkers, you know, trying to potty train him. I remember when Boomer was a little, he was the cutest little furball, cutest little puppy, but he was about to run Dee insane, you know, with trying to potty train him. Because it's just so much back and forth, trial and error, and having to be worried about, are they going to have an accident in the house? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? And after they eat, making sure you take them outside and putting them in the grass and letting them get a feel for it, and until they get it right, that can just be a long, exhausting process. But if you adopt a senior dog, a lot of times these dogs have already been in someone's household before anyway, so they're already house trained. So the chances are they won't be pooping all over your carpet. And I also discussed about my dog, Jack, that it was painful for me to have to give him back. He was a puppy, but I was working such long hours, myself and my husband, and it was just really, really overwhelming, and it was more than we could really handle. And in the end, I do believe that Jack got adopted because I think one of the people at the shelter were saying that they were going to get him. And it broke our hearts. But because we were working the long hours and we didn't truly know what we were signing up for, having a puppy, it was just too much. So if you work long hours and not saying that you want to be away from your senior pet a long time either, you know, because they still need love and they want your companionship. But if you just don't need that frantic energy of a puppy and everything, and it's not as big of a deal so much with cats because they can go in litter boxes even as kittens, but still with cats, you have to deal about them jumping up on this, jumping up on that, whereas your older cats, they're probably not jumping up on stuff as much as the younger ones. Okay, number three, I'm a pet for all ages. Kids can just pet my head and I will sleep by them. And if you're a little older like me, we would go perfectly together. You like to take a nap during the day? So do I. You go to bed early? I'm right there with you. Take a little car ride to the drugstore? I love car trips. My goal at this stage of life is devoting myself to you. I like that. Number four, I'm a great companion for your other pet. Need a trainer dog to show the little jerk at home how to behave? I'm all over it. Bother the cat? I'm over that for sure. Now, that's a good one there. So say if you have cats, if you get an older dog, he's probably less likely to run at them and want to, you know, do what dogs tend to do around cats. Trust me, when the rest of the brood are driving you crazy, I'm a model citizen. Number five, I'll be your new best friend. If you take me away from this shelter, you are my savior. My tears for my old family have all dried up. My heart is open and ready to give you all the love in it. Oh, that's sweet. Number six. Now, this one is heartbreaking. When I first read that, I kind of felt myself tearing up. Number six is, folks think seven is old around here, so time is running out. My stay at this hotel is not infinite. When they need more room for busy season, my number will be up. If you take me home, you are truly saving my life. So think about how great it would be to adopt me, an older citizen. I'm calm, trained, sensible, loving, grateful, and easy. I will love you forever because you saved me. I will not take you for granted. And I've often heard people say that when they've adopted older pets, that they can almost feel like a sense of gratitude, if that makes sense, like coming from the animal. I don't know if animals can sense that they're in danger, that their time may be about up or something, but they say these animals, I think they're just so grateful to be out of that situation and to be in a home, because most of these older animals once knew what it was like to live with a family. They just want to be with a family again, and probably the puppies and kittens, they may not have ever been with a family to begin with. Not saying that you want any of them to be euthanized. We don't want any animals to be euthanized, but these older animals, there's a certain pain in it for them because they once knew what it was like to be with a family. Not saying all of them. I guess some of them could have been just animal strays that were on the street all their lives. But for those that once had families, it's even more painful. It's almost like a person who's known freedom all their life and all of a sudden being behind bars and locked up. So that's how it is for our senior pet who was once living with the family, and now all of a sudden he's in this confined shelter environment. So you're actually really like saving that animal's life and, you know, giving it a new lease on life with a family, a loving home. If you need any more reasons, here are a few more. Benefits of adopting a senior dog. Old dogs aren't obnoxious or high maintenance, and they're usually house trained. They seldom dig or chew. They prefer to lie in the sun or curl up next to your feet. They'll enjoy walks or trips to the park, but they just as soon chew a nice meaty bone in front of the fireplace. All right, benefits of adopting a senior cat. They're already socialized. What you see is what you get, says Meow Cat Rescue. Adult cats already know who they are. Second reason, they're mellower than kittens. Most of us have had to run around keeping kittens from chewing electrical cords or getting into paint. Veteran cat rescuer Karen Waldron points out that kittens are often high energy and you need to kitten-proof your home. I will always take a senior over a kitten. See? Just what I was saying. So if you just need a calmer, more chill animal, probably adopting a senior pet will be the way to go. Let's see. What else did I want to say on that? Here, this is interesting. Finally, did you know you could be helping two pets, not just one, when you adopt? That's because every time you adopt an animal, you open up a space for another animal. So you're not only giving an older pet another chance for a home, you're also helping to ease overcrowded shelters and rescues. And that is a very, very awesome reason to do it too. This one, for those of you who aren't prepared to make that commitment, you might want to consider fostering. It says here, foster parents need it too. If you're not sure you can devote a few years to a senior pet, consider fostering one instead. A loving home is a much better place than a shelter for a pet who is waiting to be adopted. If you do plan to make the arrangement short term and form the shelter or rescue up front, fostering is a great opportunity for you to have a pet and help with shelter overpopulation. So keep that in mind too. Now, I haven't been feeling that well today, and I can sort of feel my voice trying to give out. So I'm not going to sit here and read the rest of the article, but I will be posting a link to the petful.com article on Facebook and Twitter so you guys can read the rest about that. Some of the other things on here is adopting an older pet the first few days. Something else is the potential health problems in elderly pets, just in case, so you can know what you're, you know, getting into. And another topic is expenses. What's this going to cost me? And, of course, those are things that you have to consider. But for those who do have, you know, the extra room in their budget, you know, that will be an awesome thing to do for an older animal. Also, another one is expectations. How long will we have together? So I will definitely post the link to this article on Facebook and Twitter. Let me go ahead and tell you guys what is coming up next while I still have a voice here. So my next show will be on Saturday. It's going to be Saturday, November 16th, and that topic is going to be pet health matters, diabetes, and cancer in pets. So in addition to November being Adopt a Senior Pet Month, it's also about diabetes awareness and cancer awareness in pets. So that one will probably be at 5 p.m. at my normal time on Saturday, but I'll let you know if it's going to be a different time. Then I have the next episode will be Friday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. Central. That one's going to be the Thanksgiving safety tips and food ideas for fur babies. And I know Dee and I have gone over Thanksgiving safety tips before and things like that, but I think it's important. Those things like the 4th of July safety tips, all our safety tip episodes, they're still important to reiterate and, you know, just maybe we give you some different tips than we did before, because it's important to protect your pets during that time, because you will have a lot of guests over, things like that, a lot of merrymaking, all that stuff, and you have certain foods and certain things that you definitely don't want them to get into. So be sure to listen to that one. And then our last episode for November is going to be Tuesday, November 26th. That's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Central, so that one's going to be early in the day, and it's going to be Black Friday shopping ideas for your pet. So that will be Tuesday, November 26th. Also, we're going to have some blog posts in November. We have, let's see. Oh, wow, I think I was due. I don't think I did. Yeah, I don't think I did my blog post that I was supposed to do yesterday. I just got on here and read that one. Okay, so we may have to do something else with the one that was scheduled for yesterday. I don't know. Okay, let me leave that one alone. November the 12th, Tuesday, we will have Fancy Rat and Mouse Day. Just what is it? Sunday, November 17th, we're going to have Black Cats Are Awesome. And on Tuesday, November 26th, we will have Adopting a Turkey. Is it a good idea? Because that's actually another one of the pet or animal holidays this month is about Adopt a Turkey. I think it's Adopt a Turkey Month or something like that. So I think I was supposed to do one about Hug a Bear Day, which is not about hugging a real bear. It's about hugging a teddy bear. And I may just have to end up putting that one on our Missy Show website, which is the missyshow.weebly.com. And Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y. So the missyshow.weebly.com, because I totally overlooked that one apparently. But thank you guys once again for joining us. I really hope that, you know, something I said tonight would sway you in the direction of maybe adopting a senior pet or considering adopting one. Always consider, you know, take in all your considerations and read the links that I'm going to leave on there, you know, because there are pros and cons with everything. But I think if you have the room in your home and in your heart and in your budget, I think it would be a beautiful and wonderful thing for you to do. Well, that is it for now, guys. I will get back here with you guys next Saturday, the 16th, for our Pet Health Matters, Diabetes and Cancer in Pets. Thank you all for listening. Maybe on one of these, maybe the last two, I'll bring Bit back and we'll discuss some episodes together. Until then, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.